For Ashbourne Radio, I'm talking to Andrew Griffiths, the MP for Burton and New Toxeter. Well, Andrew, you were in favour of staying in the European Union. What's your reaction to the Brexit vote?
Well, I campaigned very hard because I thought there were great benefits to the UK from being a part of the European Union. But this is a referendum. The British public have spoken. They've voted in large numbers for us to come out of the European Union. So as a politician, you have to listen to that. We have to listen to the bosses, and that's the voters. And the voters have very clearly said they want us to come out. So our job is to deliver the best possible deal we can for Britain and get us out of the European Union.
And you're obviously a Conservative MP. What's your view on whether David Cameron should stay or go?
Well, you know, I'm hearing now people saying that David Cameron should go, that he's lost the referendum and should resign. This was a referendum on our membership of the European Union. Just 12 months ago, David Cameron won an historic victory, a general election, and has the mandate of the British people. The referendum was a manifesto commitment in that general election, and he's delivered on that. I think David Cameron is a brilliant Prime Minister. I think he's done a huge amount of good for our country, and I would like to see him stay. Clearly, it's a decision for him, but I think it would be a big loss to our country if he decided to stand down.
And in practical terms, I mean, it's extremely early days. What do you think that the impact's going to be on New Toxeter?
Well, I hope I'm proved wrong. I spoke in this campaign that I thought it would be bad for business. I thought it would be bad for investment. I thought it would damage our economy. I'm really hoping that I got it all completely wrong. My worry is that we've seen today a huge run on the pound. The value of sterling has dropped to its lowest level for 35 years. I'm really praying that that's just a blip and that we can get the UK economy back on track, because it's so important for families in New Toxeter. It's so important for the jobs of people who live in New Toxeter. So, you know, we're watching the markets and we're going to do all we can to make the best of the decision that the British public have made.
And do you think there's going to be a lasting impact in terms of fallout from the tone of the debate, the debate about immigration, for example?
Well, I think there's no doubt about it that this wasn't politics' finest hour, that lots of people have been disappointed and upset by the tone with which the debate went on. But clearly, people came out and voted in this referendum in large numbers. I lost, but I can't argue about the legitimacy of the decision, because people voted in large numbers, big turnouts, much bigger than we ever see at a general election. So clearly something was right. People were motivated to come out and vote. But what I hope in the wake of the sad death of Joe Cox that we saw just last week, you know, I hope that we see a change in the tone of politics. Now, I genuinely believe that people on all sides of the political spectrum are in it because they want the best for our country. And I hope we can just be a bit more civil to one another, that we can be a bit more understanding of one another. Yes, argue about the points. Yes, get your opinions across strongly. But I think we can do it in a tone that's respectful of other people's views and opinions.
Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, especially seeing as you've not had any sleep yet. We really appreciate it.
Lovely.